Hello, welcome to Good People to Know, a down-to-earth podcast brought to you by WFI Insurance. We round up experts, specialists and people in the know from around Australia and talk to them about the things that matter most to regional Australians. 1,820 people have died on Australian farms since 2001. It's a sobering statistic made worse by the fact that nearly 15% of those deaths were children under the age of 15. Even though the agricultural industry makes up just 3% of Australia's workforce, 1,820 represents over one-third of workplace deaths. These statistics cannot continue, and Tasmanian beef farmer and FarmSafe Australia Chair Felicity Richards is asking farmers and the industry to join FarmSafe Australia in driving change. Felicity joins me today from her farm in Tasmania to talk about the 2024 Safer Farms Report and share what farmers can do to make our world a safer place for farmers and their families. Felicity, welcome to the podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your farm?
Thanks, Andrew. So Felicity Richards is my name, and my husband, Mark, and I have a farm down in Tasmania, and we run almost exclusively beef across three different locations in northern Tas, and just at the moment we're finding it rather chilly.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee it's also chilly here in Melbourne at the present time, so I'm feeling that with you. As we kick off, Felicity, how did you get into advocacy for farm safety?
So I had a former role as president of an organisation called Primary Employers Tasmania, and that really brought me into contact with health and safety issues facing our industry. So when I was approached about joining the Farm Safe Australia Committee, I saw it as a great opportunity to help improve outcomes, safety outcomes for our industry.
So Felicity, you mentioned FarmSafe there. So who is FarmSafe Australia and how do you work to make our world a safer place for farmers and their families?
FarmSafe Australia is a not-for-profit organisation and we're dedicated to reducing the incidence of injury and fatality on Australian farms. So we're very lucky we have members representing farmer advocacy bodies, commodities, universities and others from all over Australia. And we work really closely with those members so that we're identifying farm safety issues and then creating powerful campaigns and resources that speak directly to farmers and encourage safer on-farm practices. So we're all about a farmer-to-farmer voice.
Fantastic. And of course, the latest Safer Farms report is now available. And I guess the question to ask is, farming getting safer? And what are some of the key themes we're seeing?
It's not an easy answer, Andrew. In 2023, we saw 32 deaths on Australian farms. Now, that was a 44% reduction from 2022. But while the reduction was really encouraging, we've already seen 30 deaths in 2024. So we can see that it's not yet a sustained reduction. What we really want to see is that continued ongoing decrease. We're still seeing tractors and quad bikes as the leading agents of fatality, and nearly 91% of all cases involve males. And it's the 60 to 74 year old age group that are sustaining the largest number of fatalities. So I don't think we can say yet that farmers getting safer, but the good thing is I think we're better placed than we ever have been before to access the information and support we need to improve our safety practices. And FarmSafe is really dedicated to playing a part in that.
And of course, just listening, when you talk about statistics, to bring it back to where we're talking people here, so you know, one death, one too many, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's the thing. I mean, we can say a 44% reduction is something to be celebrated, but there's still a wealth of heartbreak out there for all those families and communities that lost a loved one. And we never want to forget that.
Yeah. And, you know, farmers, of course, work long hours, remote locations, quite often alone. You know, does the report touch on those sort of items, Felicity?
It does. And what we're seeing for farmers working in remote locations is it's absolutely critical that they have in place good communication strategies and the ability to respond quickly when incidents occur. Remote locations is an interesting one because it looks really different. If you're on a farm in Tasmania like I am, it's going to look really different from what remote work looks like if you're a farmer in the Kimberley, for example. So we always say the important thing is you start with your risk assessment that's about where your farm is. So it looks at your specific environment. But one strategy for mitigating against the risks of remote work, and this is going to apply no matter where you are, is a really good communication protocol. So that means you need to think about your means of communication, what your check-in times are, and what your emergency response procedures are. And when an incident does occur, having up-to-date first aid training for everyone on the farm and potentially even personal locator beacons can be incredibly helpful for making sure you respond to the incident really quickly and really efficiently.
Yeah, that's great. I was going to ask you my next question, what do farmers need to keep in mind when they're in this scenario? So I think you just covered that very well. So that's very, very good advice. Firstly, one of the wonderful things about this industry is that farms are not only a place of business, but they're also homes. That, of course, brings different risks to standard place of business. So I'm interested to understand your latest insights around child safety on farms.
Oh, my husband and I have 3 kids, and they're 4, 6, and 8. So we are absolutely living the challenge of child safety on farms right now. Since 2001, 1,742 people have lost their life on a farm due to non-intentional injury in Australia, and children under 15 years old were present in 14% of those cases. And what we've really learned from the data is that it's all about that active supervision. And Andrew, I just wanted to share with you a really brief story about what active supervision does not look like from my own experience, because I think I've shared this story before, but I just think it was such a lesson to me in supervising my children. So when my middle child was 2 and my eldest was 4, I was outside with them. I was brushing my horse. And in my mind, I was supervising my kids. They would have been barely 3 metres away from me, and I was just engaging in a bit of peaceful equine therapy. But it wasn't until the 4-year-old said, "Mum, Esme's in the trough," that I looked to my right and my 2-year-old was face down in a water trough. Now, her little legs were too short to reach the ground, and her arms were too short to reach down and push herself off the bottom of the trough. So it was really the 4-year-old pointing out to me what had happened that enabled me to grab her, wrap her up in my arms, and fortunately get her inside without anything more harmful than a great big fright to both of us. But it reminded me that while I would have told someone I was supervising my children, because my focus was elsewhere, I wasn't keeping her safe. And I just share that story because I think it's a real reminder to all of us that being present has to involve focus, not just a physical presence.
And is there a heightened sense of care required during school holidays? Is there potentially people visiting the farm at greater numbers? Are those sort of things that need to be considered?
So we don't have the data on school holidays specifically, but what we do have shows that incidents are most frequently occurring on weekends, and the peak time is between 3 to 6pm. And I suspect a lot of parents say that's not surprising, because so often it's such a pinch point in the day when you're all a bit tired and trying to get dinner on the table and that sort of thing, things wrapped up before the sun goes down. We do see visitors most frequently involved in fatalities involving drownings, quad bikes, motorbikes and utes. A third of all child deaths on farm involve a body of water, and 20% of those drownings involve a farm visitor. So we know that it's really critical when you've got other kids on the farm, and even if they're from a farming background, but particularly if they're not, that you're making them, their guardians, their parents really aware of the types of hazards they might come across, so that everyone can be really focused on keeping those kids safe.
Yeah, that, absolutely. Just moving on, and again, some of the sort of unique things we see on farms, I suppose, but you know, farmers often work with and around heavy machinery. Are we seeing any improvements in that area?
Tractors continue to be a leading agent in causing fatal injury since 2001. What we have seen, massive reduction in injuries since the introduction of mandatory rollover protection in 1981. So we're very hopeful that reduction in injury will continue to occur as we see rollover protection on other pieces of equipment such as quad bikes. One thing we would say is that, again, start with your risk assessment for the machine in question and the environment where you're using it. Then make sure you do familiarise yourself and your team with the operator's guide. Like, it's really easy to say, well, I've had a tractor before, so I don't need to have a look at any specifics about this one. And that's really a mistake. We do see developments in machinery and equipment all the time, and we need to re-familiarise ourselves with a specific piece of equipment that we're using. And we certainly hear anecdotally that it's pretty common perhaps to remove or not use a guard that comes with the machine. And that might be just thinking, well, it'll be quicker if I don't put this guard in place. But those guards are there for a really important reason. And so we always urge farmers to make sure every piece of guarding is in place before the equipment's used.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic advice. And just that, yeah, never take anything for granted and always be exercising proper care. Felicity, in one of my earlier podcasts, we were talking about the ageing population within farming. Does that bring any unique challenges and or increased risks?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And the 60 to 74-year-old cohort of farmers have the greatest number of fatalities at 25% for the period from the 1st of January to the 31st of December 2023. You sort of often hear people saying that it's the young cohort of farmers, so it's that what we have as the 15 to 29-year-olds that are engaging in the riskiest behaviours. But what the data is telling us, as I mentioned earlier, is that in fact it's our 60 to 74-year-olds that are at greatest risk. So while we have fairly limited data on why that is, we do know that as we age, there are all sorts of new challenges on farms. So you might have to contend with hearing loss, you've got slower reaction times and potentially arthritis, which will be impacting your mobility. So it's really important that to keep themselves safer, farmers are taking into account those changes in their bodies.
Unfortunately, as a cattle farmer yourself, you'll understand working with animals that are sometimes, you know, much larger than humans and come with a level of unpredictability. What are the main risks farmers face when working with large animals in particular?
Yeah, I'm really probably more familiar with this topic than I'd like to be in some ways. So common risks of handling cattle are you're being kicked, you're being crushed between the animal and the fence or another object. If you're working with horses, you've got the added risk of falling or being thrown. And there's obviously a whole host of other risks that you are worth mentioning as well. So things like bites, scratches and zoonotic diseases. And if in our shearers, we see a lot of strain injuries. So there's a real range of different challenges that come with working with live animals.
And with your experience, Felicity, how do you manage that on your own farm?
We really try and focus on learning animal behaviour. So I was recently fortunate enough to be up in Rockhampton at Beef Week and we were talking to some primary school kids, and the best way I felt to explain to them what this meant was to talk to them about a dog. So most people will understand that if a dog is growling, it's got its hackles up, if you reach out and touch it, there's a pretty strong chance it's going to bite you, because that's the only way it's got of telling you to back off. So if we treat our cows in the same way, so we talk to our kids about learning to read their behaviour and understand the signs that that cow is agitated, we know that getting too close is putting us at serious risk of being kicked. That said, though, you've got to remember that if you're handling enough cattle over enough time, like anything, eventually there'll be an occasion when you either misread the signs, perhaps you're tired, you're having a bad day, or you just won't even see the signs at all. And for that reason, you've always got to couple learning animal behaviour with really practical mitigation strategies, like you've got to wear your boots, you've got to have your man gates in the yards, and that's like your little escape hatch, and consider things like vaccination against common zoonotic diseases.
Felicity, the Farm Safer Farm report, it's such an important report. How are farmers, what safer habits can they adopt to save lives and limbs, and importantly, how can our listeners access the full report?
So we'd encourage them to dive onto our website, which is very simple to remember. It's farmsafe.org.au. And not only will they find the full report right there from our homepage, but they'll find some of our other resources. So a lot of the topics we've talked about, we have PDF toolbox talks that people could download. They come with a facilitator guide, which helps the staff member who might be leading the discussion to talk through these issues and work out ways they're going to mitigate against these risks on their own farm, and to build those safer habits that are going to create a safer work environment.
looking after our farmers and preventing injury and deaths is just so critical. As we close, is there you know, any one piece of advice or a takeaway you could give to our listeners today? You know, what would that be to stay safe?
It's only when we value safety that we're giving ourselves the best possible chance of going home to our loved ones each night. That's what it boils down to.
Thanks, Felicity. Thanks for your time today. And I'd highly recommend everyone listening to get a copy of that report and take the time to go through it in detail. It has amazing information in there, and it's such an important message that we're all trying to get across. Thanks for joining me today for this special conversation with beef farmer and FarmSafe Australia Chair, Felicity Richards. Just like Felicity is helping make our world a safer place for Aussie farmers, WFI Insurance has a long and proud history of helping agricultural communities to identify and mitigate their risks, protecting Aussie farms for over 100 years. Please join us again next time as we shake hands with more good people to know.